The Texas Sunset Commission says Dallas, Collin, Ellis, Hunt, Kaufman, Navarro, and Rockwall counties need to scrap the low-income mental health program that's been in place since 1999. And in its place, craft a program based on the way the rest of the state delivers mental health services. Dr. John Burris is CEO of MetroCare, which provides mental health services for low-income Dallas County residents under the North Star system. And he says the rest of the state has now combined primary care and mental health treatment for Medicaid recipients into one program.
So if you make a company like a managed care organization responsible for all aspects of someone's health, then you tend to get better outcomes.
In the seven North Texas counties of North Star, patients must navigate two completely separate health care systems, one physical, one mental. Burris says advancements promised by North Star just didn't happen, primarily because of the way it set up its funding mechanism. But North Star has a fan in Matt Wolf, policy director at NAMI Dallas, the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Health.
There are a lot of things in our system that some folks want to jettison that could be models for the entire state.
Wolf cites no waiting list. He says other mental health care regions in the state have made progress, but some people still have to wait to be seen. And North Star has what he calls a no-wrong-door policy. Patients can choose providers and change them if it's not a good fit. He says a lot of North Texas mental health advocates are worried about what's to come.
People that have been involved in NAMI for decades, let alone the last 15 years, and they have very clear memories of the way things were prior to North Star and prior to when North Star started actually working pretty well. They don't want to see those things lost, and they're very frightened that they would be.
The Texas Sunset Commission says state auditors cannot properly evaluate the outcomes or efficiencies of the North Star program because of the way it records its data, different from the other state-monitored mental health programs. It also says North Star loses out on millions of dollars in federal funds because it blends Medicaid money with indigent care funds. Officials say the seven North Texas counties are missing out on about $40 million a year in available federal mental health funds by not adopting the Medicaid primary and mental health managed care model the rest of the state has. Dallas County Commissioner Teresa Daniel co-chairs the county's behavioral health leadership team. She says no one intends to upset care for low-income North Star enrollees or throw out the good things about North Star.
Keep the good parts of what's going on in North Texas, continue those, and keeping in mind that part of what we're trying to do is have more connectivity with other parts of Texas so that we can have same data sets that are comparable and things like that.
MetroCare's John Burris says people should be excited about changing the system.
With so much going on that's very positive in the rest of the state around mental health care and behavioral health care, what a great time to try to tap into some of that.
The seven North Texas counties have until March 10th to present a new plan for mental health services to state health officials. Any changes will have to be approved by the state legislature. For KERE News, I'm BJ Austin.